WSW Friday, your morning team with Denise and Pat and Charlie. It's 8:25. And a little John Mellencamp for you this morning. Or
they come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns.
Or was this John Cougar?
I think this was Cougar still, back then.
Or was it John Cougar Mellencamp?
Well, that too.
Okay. Yeah.
USA. 1985?
Yeah.
I think he was John Cougar Mellencamp by then.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
It was in 83 or 84 that he added the Mellencamp.
Yeah. Well, as long as we get all the names in there, we'll get it.
Yeah.
Today, by the way, he is re-releasing Scarecrow.
Oh,
yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, and fine album.
It's called Scarecrow Deluxe.
Oh.
And
yes, it is a remaster, a box set including two CDs of newly remixed and remastered songs, plus previously unreleased bonus tracks, and alternate versions of some of the songs, a booklet full of rare photographs and all new liner notes. Plus, he has some other cover songs, including James Brown's Cold Sweat and Otis Day and the Night's Shamalama Ding Dong.
No, really?
Yes.
All right.
And the song I played, it says here, R-O-C-K in the USA, Mellencamp says that he thought it sounded cartoonish and he really didn't want it on his original Scarecrow album.
Hmm.
But his record label pushed him to include it. Well, I'd say in this case, John, the record label got it right because it turned out to be a number one song for
you. Yeah, it was number one song. Yep.
A big hit for you. Isn't that something?
Yeah.
And it doesn't say why, except that I don't understand the cartoonish. I always thought it was a cool song that he did. And
yeah, I liked it. Yeah. I was fine with it. I don't know. Yeah. That's how it goes, though, sometimes. Like, I think, I don't know why I always remember this when I talk to you talk about groups who didn't want to do a song that turned out to be number one. Tears for Fears, they really did not like Shout.
Oh,
Let
really?
It All Out. They did not like that one, but the record company was insistent and said, release it. And so they did, and it became number one. So, yeah, they wanted to release other stuff. But that's how it goes sometimes.
There's probably a number of stories that are opposite, and I'd love to know some of those stories.
Do you have one? Well, they portray it in Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie of Queen. The record industry wanted Queen to release, I forget what other song was off the top of my head, but the Queen, they were insistent that they wanted to release Bohemian Rhapsody, even though it was, a six-minute song.
Oh, and
that was quite a long song.
It was a long song.
And a kind of a crazy compilation.
And
I'd say
that they were,
They were right.
I think Queen got that one right.
Queen knew.
They did.
Well, it's out today if you are a John Cougar Mellencamp fan.
Is that the one? Does it have Small Town on it?
This one? Yes, it did.
Yeah. Okay. That's what I thought. Yeah. Small Town and...
R-O-C-K was the big one.
Those
are the two big ones. There are probably others too.
Although I'll tell you what, I think from that album, Charlie, when you listen to classic rock, I'd say there are a couple others that have gone on through time and have become more popular than, I guess, R-O-C-K. And I don't know why, but it just has. That happens. That was just the big hit in the 80s. But
and by the way, it doesn't list with the prices. Just so you know.
No, all right.
Deluxe.
If you have to ask, you can't afford it.
Deluxe box set, and dare I say, just in time for Christmas.